You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your favorite personality is
Dr. Lillian Dube, the veteran actress.
Hanging out with Clement on 702.
All right, so today I'm hanging out with someone I grew up watching. I'm so excited. She's a veteran actress. She's fun. She's smart. She's compassionate. She has an inspiring journey. She's so cool. You would think she's your friend, even when she doesn't know you exist, because that's just how cool she is. And she's a doctor. I mean, Dr. Lillian Dube. Mom Lillian, welcome to the show. Thank you for making time to hang out with this young boy so we can get to know you.
Thank you so much, my baby. Before we go anywhere, I just want to thank God for your life, for having spared you in that accident.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom Lillian.
I really am grateful to God because I love you.
I love you too.
And everybody does.
I love you too. Oshap, what did you get up to this morning? What does Mom Lillian do?
Another thing.
Yeah?
I was listening to your show. You were speaking about African black green.
Mm.
And I knew you were young when none of you spoke about when we were called plurals. Can you believe that?
Mm.
There was a time when blacks were called plurals.
Sure.
That was sick.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that time. We'll talk about that time, you know, growing up, because one of the things that really I like about you is how you've always been outspoken, even during those difficult times. But what do you get up to when you wake up? Like this morning, what does Mom Lillian Dube, the veteran actress, Dr. Lillian Dube, do when she gets up?
This morning, thank God I washed. But I thought we were just going to speak on the telephone. And Laura says, in 3 minutes, I said, hey, Wena, I'm still naked.
You look beautiful in your pink hair.
To wear what you don't wear.
You did what?
So I'm just like you right now.
Oh, so you like me? Because I'm not wearing that thing.
I mean, at the time, it wasn't a choice.
Welcome to freedom, Mom Lillian Dube.
You know that we Basotho women in the old days never used to wear those things.
Really?
We didn't have toilets.
You were very...
We did it standing.
Yeah.
So if you are standing and you take that off, it was going to be cumbersome.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Look, Basotho women were very progressive during that time. Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. So let's start off this chat with one of your favorite songs. How about this one? Huh? Yes.
That's my big time.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Can end this right now.
It says it all.
Yeah.
It says it all.
Yeah.
That song keeps hope alive.
Nah. Yeah. Let's talk about your childhood now. How was it growing up in the 1700s? I'm joking. You were born in 19. You were born in the 1940s.
Please.
You were born in the 1940s, 1945, I think, to be precise. It's actually your birthday.
Exactly after the the end of World
whatever. It's actually your birthday next week on the 22nd. You're turning 75, right?
I don't know who gave you that date.
King, honey, which date is it?
I'm a Libra. I was born on the 30th of September. When
it was last month.
And I saw it in the website. I said, who the hell put this on?
Someone also, anyway, someone also said that.
Buy me a present.
I will buy you a present. I'll buy you a present.
30th of September, please correct.
Yeah, 30th of September.
In fact, you can be my present. I like them
too. I can be your present. Okay, tell us about that childhood. How was it growing up during that time, during those days? Tell me about the childhood of Mom Lillian Dube.
To go on, or do you want it to be crying time? I had a mother from hell. I know you love books. I'm sure you must have read Iyanla's book, Yesterday I Cried. That was my grandmother, but I still love her to bits. She died. She didn't know what she was doing. But I thank her because she used to say, tua, 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 tua. So I am grateful because having ended up in showbiz is not for sissies. We wake up. So bless her good soul because I don't think she knew what she was doing. Let's keep that part. I don't want to cry. It was painful.
Were you a naughty child though growing up? You know, a child that always entertained people because you look like that kind of a child. Like you had lots of energy.
I've always been naughty, and I'll tell you the reason. My mother was a nun, and my father went to the convent in the river in Lesotho and eloped with my mother. And I bless my father for having done that, because otherwise I wouldn't have been born. And because my mother was a nun, even though she had left the nunnery, she was very strict. I had to fight for my place under the sun because she wanted to live her life through me. I must be holy. I mustn't steal sugar. I mustn't steal any. The only thing I didn't do was steal because my mother used to run a Shebinyam Kombot. Fihlana Makokoko, you know that song. So my mother used to just put her money on the table. I wouldn't steal a penny because she told me that God's eye is everywhere.
My mom told me that as well.
Even with men, I had a problem. Because you see where it is now, Deep Kloof, next to Barra, that used to be a forest. And that's where our boyfriends used to take us. And I refused to sleep because I was going to be the one facing God. And he on top of me, God not seeing him. Sorry, I wouldn't.
So let's talk about the acting thing then. Has it always been something you wanted to do? You know, did you know when you were young that you wanted to be an actress? Where did this love for acting start?
So that I was born an actor. My mother said to me, I started talking when I was 10 months. And when she was angry with me, she says, Mwana ona, she's been talking since she was 10 months and she hadn't stopped. I never knew that acting was a profession. But when in school, even if we did, because during our days we did Bible studies, I would stand up and say, you play Jesus, you play. It was in me. So I've always loved it, but I didn't know that it could be my profession. And now, my life was a mess. I don't know how I got it right, because I've been a tea girl. Yeah, in Benrose. Yeah. I've been a domestic servant here in Linden. And I've been a nurse. There's nothing I haven't done on this earth. But funny enough, lamenting Wanaka, at the back of my mind, I just knew that one day I was going to be somebody. What kind of a body? But I knew it was somebody. Who was going to be reckoned with. I don't know. I just knew that. And there's nowhere I haven't worked. I remember working at a factory and I see this white man clipping a woman's bum. And I said, hey, what are you doing? And the owner of the bum said, hi, yegum lungwam. And this white man said some rude things that I can't say here. You know what I said during the apartheid days? I said, listen here, I'm here to sell my labor, not my dignity. I never allowed anybody to treat me the way they wanted. I was fortunate in that I was taught by refugees in Lesotho, even though I didn't go far in school because I didn't know why we went to school. I just knew I went to school to get a hiding. So I left early.
But you were scared of the hiding. But do you think those jobs...
Even hiding before or after?
Yeah, because at home there was also hiding. Do you think those jobs prepared you, though, for...
Now, I want to tell you about my teacher.
Yeah.
Mr. Pokela, God rest his soul, he was a refugee. He used to teach us that my children, if a white person gives you her dress or his shirt when it's almost old, when yours gets old too, must also give it to him. And he said, if a white person speaks to you, look them in the eye. And if you are afraid, look them here in the nose, because once you are looking down, he's going to run all over you. So I thank God for those PAC refugees that taught me, because they gave me confidence. They made me know that I also belong here. I'm important. That so in my life, I've never allowed anybody to really.
That's incredible. And it really sounds like those jobs prepared you for what was about to come in your life in terms of your career path. I mean, you've mentioned, you know, the being a domestic worker, a clerk at Barra. You worked in retail at Greater Men's. You are the only child. I'm sure your mother had hopes, dreams for your life. Did you follow those or did you do your own thing?
That lady, she really embarrassed me, because she sent me to boarding school. She didn't have money, but she had to, because in Orlando East, where I was born, there were rival gangs like in the Cape Flats. Those, they were Apaches and the... You're not listening. I'm keeping quiet.
I am listening. I'm here.
Because we are not learned. We used to say Apache and Berlin. I was born in Mlamlankunzi. So we were the Apaches, Apache. And the other side in Orlando East was Berlin. So the boys used to harass us. As a result, my mother sent me to boarding school when I was only 13, and it was a Catholic boarding school in Kamana. And that was hell itself.
yeah. So basically, you did your own thing, ne?
Of that time, you could see that they are Hitler's children.
That's hectic. So basically, what I'm getting then, Mamlian, is that you listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra because you did it your own way.
Of course, I had to. Otherwise, I would have long been dead.
Yeah.
And so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, way and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
And that's what you did, Mam Lilin, you did it your way. I want to talk about your child, because he was instrumental in getting you to go and audition. And this is for your first TV job. Tell me about that. You've muted yourself, Mam Lilian.
Yeah. I'm saying that was the only good thing my son did for me, and I'm grateful.
The only one.
It was like... And he was 12 years old, Clement.
Yeah.
I used to love those days to play... Sammy Davis, what was that? What Lorenzo Max FM. And I loved their music. And every time I came back from work, I would find him having changed the station into Sesotho Radio. I wanted to strangle him. And he said to me, "You are going to lose out." I said, "Lose out on what?" He says, "In the radio, Sesotho, they want people to go for the auditions on the 31st of May at Auckland Park." I said, "What has that got to do with me?" And he said, "Mama, whenever I'm at the movies, those people who are acting there are just like you. I think you..." Because I didn't even know that you could be paid for doing this. To please my son, I went and fetched the audition papers, and I went to audition. Guess what? I've never looked back, and bless him. And then after that, he folded his arms. I took him to school, did everything. No, he's still blackmailing me. I'm still working for him and his children because he put me in showbiz.
And over 3 decades later, look at you now. You were recognized in 2017. You've won numerous awards. You know, you were awarded an honorary doctorate in drama and film production at the Tshwane University of Technology. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you, my child.
And you've just played so many roles. Is there one that stood out for you?
Clement, I was honored by the King of Lesotho.
Yes.
In 2017. I got the highest honor of Ramatiata.
I saw videos of that.
Who gets honored in Lesotho and in South Africa?
It's you, Mam Lilian. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Uboso.
And the president.
Yeah.
And fellow South Africans also awarded me.
Yeah, yeah. Which character do you think, you know, was very close to you? Because, like I say, you've played so many roles. I think a lot of people will probably remember you for Sister Bettina on Soul City. You've been on Generations. You've been on many other productions. Which role would you say stood out for you and made you the Lillian Dube that you are today?
Sister Bettina! Good Ozula!
Sahamba, man!
But to be honest, my baby,
yeah,
it was Mopeme.
I remember Mopeme.
Yes, where I played Barata.
You
know, when I did Mopeme, I said, if I never act, I'm fine. I've done it all. You know what made me love Mopeme so much? The writer was my friend's dad. And it was a real story. Baratang died about 15 years ago. It was beautiful. And Khotong Khaju, who played Metsi, Mopeme. No. I think Mopeme, for me, was the best. But Soul City will always also be my best, because it was through Soul City that I found my own lamp when I had cancer. So those two in my life hold the same place in my heart.
Yeah. I indicated earlier that you started your career during apartheid. And I said you've never really been shy to speak the truth. You even said of how you confronted that guy. Did you ever feel free? And I know it's a ridiculous question, you know, to ask, because we were living under a ruthless system. You know, the last thing you felt and experienced was freedom. But did acting give you that happiness, that freedom?
You know, when I'm Wanaka, I don't know how you know these things. I always look at my life and say, thank God I came into acting, because I could have died. It was terrible. But thank God I was in acting, and there it was much better. We still had those pockets of ugly people. And in my case, I worked for the most wonderful company, Scholes Films. That Afrikaner man, I've never met anyone like him. May his soul rest in peace. He just loved people. He didn't see color. He treated us with dignity. So, plus, there was another one, John Rogers from Batalia Films. We were a family. I mean, I remember going to Clarence to shoot Mopeme.
Yeah.
Desiree Magraaf was the line producer. She didn't like where we were booked. So she wanted us to go back to Golden Gates. And she took a batter. I mean, it was in the evening. The tables were dressed and there were those attorneys, I mean, important people. And she threw that small Erika batter at my face, knowing I was going to react.
Yo.
And then it was a riot.
Mm.
And then we were expelled from that hotel. Only to go to the one that we loved. It was funny.
However, was that deliberate so that you guys can be chased away?
Yes.
Wow.
And then we had another one. Paul Murray was the director. When we went shooting, you'd go to the hotel and say, I'm booking for 50 people and pay and all that. They would be excited. It's good business.
Yeah.
And then after paying, you'd say, come. And then we black.
So how have you...
We would also be expelled. But that was Paul, because he had already gotten us accommodation, just trying to make his fellow wives see how much money they are losing.
You're very naughty. How have you managed to stay relevant? You are so relevant. You keep on working. I mean, if I owned a production company and I wanted to hire you tomorrow, I would. There's something to be said about, because you're so talented and there's something to be said about longevity and how you've remained relevant. You've remained incredible. How did you manage to do that?
I've been so lucky. Every illness that has happened to me, I've turned it to work for me positively. You know that I belong to SADC, South African and Anxiety Depression Group. You know that. Because I had terrible depression, mental case. So even in all my illnesses, What saves me is my mental state, because I'm mad. Nothing sticks. I'm just having fun.
And we'll talk more about that depression, because it's something
I'm
that's...
I'm just like Donald Trump.
I'm sure you are nothing like Donald Trump. I can...
I'm cured.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of COVID.
So we're going to talk more about your battle with depression. We'll talk about cancer... and we'll talk about other issues. I just want to go to Tara Penny now for the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. And when we return, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. Lillian Dube.
Hanging out with Clement
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 28 minutes before 11 o'clock. I'm hanging out with that Dr. Lillian Dube. And yeah, man, it's a fun conversation. She's a fun person. And Mom Lillian, a lot of people are sending messages here. They really love you. Someone says, hi, Clement. Is Mom Lillian sure that she's over 75? I don't believe it. She looks 50 years at least. I love her to bits. She's so funny and so loving. Hi, Clement. I'm glad you're profiling our mother. Mom, Dr. Lillian Dube, she raised us, she mentored us. When I was 18 years, she gave me the responsibility of recruiting actors in Mabopane for an educational program I presented on SABC 3. I learned a lot from you, Mama. This is Monica, who is SMSing us from Joburg. There are other people that are calling as well, so please allow me to take some calls. I don't want to be selfish and have you to myself only. As much as I would love that. Dingani. Dingani, you're calling us from Alberton. Good morning.
Clement, good morning, man. Mom Lillian, even through the radio, I can just feel your warmth, your energy, and your love and your passion. But when you were asked to pick the best role that you ever played, I think you did an injustice to Masibo. A lot of us, that's when you got to know you a bit better. And if you say you got other mental things, I think they just come through in the character that you portray. Because whatever role you take, you become that character.
Mm.
And to me, you always remain a massive book. It doesn't matter what you do, whatever.
Yeah.
To me, you're always massive book, and that'll be it.
Yeah, all right.
One last question, Clement. Is Desmond Dube related to Mom Lillian?
Hey, Wena, that's my other question. That's my other question, Dingani. I'll ask her right now. Thank you very much for your call. Let me take a voice note and then I'll go back to Mom Lillian.
It's Clement. Energy, Mom Lillian, do be more in guitar, give a speechless. I really love that, Mom Kamrata Hulu. Mom Korata Hulu is TP Matonsi from Pretoria.
Good morning, Clement. Oh, I'm super excited that you have Dube on. First and foremost, I'm a greatest fan of hers. She's got the most beautiful voice ever, youthful spirit, and of course, a trooper of note. I just love her so much, and I can't wait to hear the interview. Thank you, Ella. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ella. I hope you're enjoying the interview. Mom Lillian, they're showing you some love, hey?
Sweetheart, you know, each time I listen to these people, it's like at my own funeral. As a result, when I die, nobody must speak. I've had it all.
Yeah,
and I'm grateful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you for the love.
I want to ask you.
And to the money in Albertson, I could have played Masibo beautifully.
Mm.
But can it, I'm being honest, my best was Mopeme Baradang. Bettina.
Yeah, Sister Bettina. So
I'm all those characters that I play.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about the caller said, please ask her if she's related to Desmond Dube. And I know you've been asked this question many times. I mean, I was convinced for the longest time that he's your son. You guys have been ambassadors is for clientele for so long. Can you contract a felony? When does it end?
Clement, don't say that. My contract was supposed to end at the end of June.
Yeah.
They called me in January to say, Mom Lillian, this was supposed to be a 1-year contract, but 17 years later,
wow.
It was nice knowing you. We're releasing you. I said, thank you.
Mm.
And then they called me back before Corona
yeah.
to say, oh, Mom Lillian, it's not going to be good without you. We're renewing it. Clement, on month end of June this year, I cried.
Wow.
So much that I wrote to the CEO, I said, you know what? God told you there's going to be corona, because I don't know what I'd be doing without that contract. Mm. So God is always on time.
True, true. And Desmond Dube, you guys are not related. Have you made sure that Asungwana now?
My child, I hate it having to say that Desmond is not my son, because every child is my son.
Mm.
But like, I have to be truthful. I only have one son, and his name is Pule Dube. But I don't like disowning Desmond, because he's like my son. Even his children know me as their granny, because there are so many similarities. We are both not Zulus.
Yeah.
We are both Basotho.
Mm.
And we've sent our DNA test, because me and Desmond are tied like this.
Mm.
But so, then every child is my child. I'm not lying.
You guys did a DNA?
Yeah, we are waiting for the results. The corona is just not that bad.
Oh, you must call me when you get those results. When you get those results.
No, things get delayed, my darling. Things get delayed. You see how the Zondo Commission has been going on.
Hey, when it's costing us millions. Yeah, it's costing us millions. So you've made friends in the industry. You know, some even before the industry. And one of your besties, who is another veteran actress, Mamiri Twala, passed on this year. Condolences. How did you deal with her loss?
Funny you should ask that. This very morning I was missing her so much.
Mm.
I accepted it. And I'm sorry, Swamizi, forget me. But, forgive me.
Mm.
I wanted her to be released, because I know how sick she was. She put on a brave face, but she was really sick. As a result, I went to see her this very year when she was in hospital. And I was so stupid. I smuggled some booze, a whole bottle, instead of just putting it somewhere. And I find her there, lying dead, almost like she's dead.
Mm.
I said, my friend, I've got something for you. I show him premium brand, which who gave that to me? Or Aaron Muloisani. So I give her a double tot. I mean, this person is like out of it. The next thing, Mary now embarrasses me. She starts singing. Hey, I'm in Hollywood. Hospital.
Was that the last time you saw her?
We had so much fun. And I've known Mary forever.
Mm.
But that was the first and the last time that we kissed, like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Mm.
And I said, bye-bye, my friend.
Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I had good times with Mary. We are both girls from Orlando East and the same street.
Mm.
And she's the one who really made me want to be in showbiz when I saw her in, is it Lefa? That woman was brilliant. But then I saw something else at DOC. Gibson Kent was beating his actors. I said, I can't leave school because I don't want to be beaten. And then going to work and be beaten.
And then at home as well.
Until the arrival of television.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take a break. It's 20 minutes before 11 o'clock. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I'll take more calls on 011-883-0702.
Hanging out with Clement
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 18 minutes before 11 o'clock. I'm having such a fun chat with Dr. Lillian Dube, and we've spoken about other things, hair smuggling, alcohol, goody hospitals. I want to move to something else now, Mom Lillian. And maybe before I do, let me take this call, because I think it will take us right into where I want us to go. It's Lehlohonolo who's calling us from Pelindaba. Lehlohonolo, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Clement, and hi, Mom Lillian. Mom Lillian, I have cancer. And I'm gradually recovering. I just have two questions that I needed to ask you quickly. How did you deal with the anxiety and the depression during your treatment? That was the first question. And then number two, I wanted to find out, what can you give us, folks who are living with cancer, advice, and also our caregivers?
Mm.
And then the last one really is a number that we can get in touch with you off air.
All right. Lehlohonolo. Thank you so much for that. Obviously, Mam Lillian, one of the things you are passionate about is raising awareness about cancer. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I see you wearing your pink wig. And you have had a journey of battling cancer, you beat it twice, and maybe you can just answer those questions from Lehlohonolo. How did you deal with that anxiety and depression as you were battling this?
Lehlohonolo, I was very fortunate. I never went into depression because I was surrounded by so much love. Even the car guards at Cresta Mall, when they saw me, they said, "Mama, you mustn't be afraid. We've already prayed for you. You are going to live." That was before my surgery. And then Dumaka Ndlovu, Soul City, in fact, the whole world, they held a prayer meeting at the SABC. I was invited. I refused to go because it was my journey. And I was ready to go because I thought cancer was a death sentence. My only regret was that my grandchildren were very little. But I was ready to go because my mother died of cancer, but she lived with cancer for 16 years. But I knew that I was going to die. But because of the community, my co-workers and everybody praying for me, I started praying. I said to God, "Please, God, show these people that you are a listening and merciful God. And if you spare me, I'm going to create awareness." Because I was lucky, I found my own lamp because of what I knew through Soul City. Because people most times don't die of their diseases. They die of ignorance.
Yeah.
Because early detection and early treatment does save lives.
Mm.
And also, Clement Nwanaka, I'm very passionate about creating awareness, so much that I'm an ambassador for CHOC, which is children's cancer.
Mm.
Now, with Lehlohonolo, he didn't say what cancer. I don't only deal with breast cancer. I deal with all the shy cancers, testicular, prostate. So if I don't mind you giving me Lehlohonolo or giving me his number,
okay,
because I want him to join a support group called Can Survive.
Okay.
Well, because when you're going through cancer, you need a support group.
Yeah, and we'll facilitate that. I would gladly
hold Lehlohonolo by the hand.
Yeah, no, we'll give you Lehlohonolo's contacts, Mam Lillian. Thank you so much for that. He also asked about advice, and I know you normally give advice. Some people find it controversial, but you've often said, you know, men and women should help each other do their self-examination, right? Hey, I get it. You often advise women. So how should...
Stop those treaties.
Yeah? So the men must do what?
Of Mlambo. It was so funny when I told him that gentlemen must suck those treaties. Mwanaka, if you suck those titties, you are going to be the first one to know when there's a lump.
Mm, mm. And what should women do then?
They must brush. Because I kept saying, squeeze those bollockies. And the men... and the men met me in the street and said, "Mama, they are sore when you squeeze them." So that's what them. Don't squeeze those bollocks.
Just touch them. Yeah, so you must just brush them.
I hear they are very sensitive.
Yeah.
In fact,
they are.
When they're in trouble, they are the first ones to run away.
Yeah, they are very sensitive, Mam Lillian. Okay, let me take some calls. Ellen, you're calling us from Kyalami. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I need to speak to Mom Lillian. You know what? Can you put her on the line for me?
Yeah, she's listening to you.
She's listening. Mom Lillian, I just want to thank you. My husband was shot at Mfulo. I don't know what year was it. You helped us a lot. You called the ambulance. You called the police for us. And then my husband was taken to the hospital and he was saved. So I didn't know where to get you and to thank you so much for that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. This happened in Mfulo, hey, Ellen?
Yeah, Mfulo. It was still Mkukus, you know, those old places where we used to stay at Mfulo village, yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Ellen. Mam Lillian?
I must be a saint. I've done so many good things which I don't remember. Shame, man. And then ask Clement to give you my number.
Oh. Okay.
Because I'd really want to talk to you because I know I used to stay in Mufulo village opposite Ushemuville. Yes, so I need us to talk, my darling. How are you now?
Okay. I'm okay now, but my husband passed away then.
Yeah. Did you get a new one?
Because of the shooting. Ah, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, Ellen. Thank you for your call. We'll give Mom Lillian your contacts. Ellen, thank you for calling us. Mom Lillian, I want to talk about love now, and I want to play you your favorite song, and then we're going to talk about love.
Love, love, love.
That's a beautiful, I love Nina Simone. Why is that song special for you?
Freedom instead of love. That is about freedom.
Yes,
man.
We'll get to love.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a special song for you.
Yes, then it was during apartheid. Really. We need a 3-hour day, me and you, so I can tell you all about myself because there's so much you don't know.
Yeah, and there's so much I want to know. Akira, you said I must give myself to you as a gift. You said I must give myself to you. You said I must give myself to you as your birthday gift. So that's what I'm going to do. And then I'll be there for 3 hours with you.
Good.
Yeah, here's another song. Here's another song that I wanted to segue into love.
Yeah. Careful singing. DNA test.
I'm your child. Are you single, Dimamzo?
We love life. We love life.
Are you single?
Oh, nah. For the first time. I haven't been single forever. It's only this year.
Is it?
Yeah, Corona.
Are you blaming Corona? Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah, people say they're going to quarantine. Meanwhile, they wanted to leave me anyway.
So they said we're going to quarantine and they haven't come back. You must call them and say, hey, we're on level one. Come back.
No, sweetheart. Naked cake. I'm chinoy pompang. I don't need a man who
Okay, let's go to the lines. Peter, you're calling from Katlehong. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Peter Tach here.
Hi, Peter.
Yes, Clement, let me tell you. Oh, I worked with that old lady, an amazing lady. I've done local TV. Mama Lillian, just wait. You know, Clement, this old lady, I've never seen her being angry. You know, I used to direct in assistant director. We work in international films with Sean Connery. We are good man in Africa. We work, Cry the Beloved Country. I was with Mama Lillian for years. That lady, you know, everybody on set, starting from the makeup behind the crew, you know, everybody will be laughing wherever Mama Lillian is. On set, Mama Lillian will have to tell, Mama Lillian, we're about to start, please. You know, she's jolly. I don't know when is she getting angry. That lady, God must bless her. She's really a doctor. Mama Lillian, hey, man, let me know.
Darling, I love you so much.
Mama.
Thank you so much, my darling.
Peter, she's thank you for your call. Do you remember Peter?
How can I not?
How was it working with him?
Peter couldn't wait to go and fetch the extras. They were all his girlfriends. the wife must forgive me because now he's a good man. He's a family man.
Mm.
He was very naughty himself.
Mm. Okay. I'm also getting some voice notes, Mam Lilian. 0727021702.
You know, listening to Mam Lilian every time, it makes me feel that power of television. Because I used to watch Mam Lilian. I'm from Zim. I used to watch Mam Lilian when I was young. I used to enjoy her. I didn't know about borders, about foreigners. I thought we were the same people. And until today, it made me feel the same way. She has this character that she brings some of us, our mothers, in her. And yeah, I love her very much.
Thank you for that voice note. Mam Lilian, I want to talk about mentorship before we wrap up, because that's another thing that you're passionate about. You had started your agencies. Is it still operating where you were mentoring young talent?
No, sweetheart. Mm. You know why I stopped it? Remember, I started producing. I produced Squeezers.
Yes.
So I couldn't be an agent and a producer at the same time.
And
it's hard work. I'm old now. I can't do that. Yeah, I closed it long time ago because also, God rest her soul, the lady Tiny Masilo, who used to work for me, passed on. And she was so brilliant with people. She loved people that when she passed on, I lost interest because it always reminded me of her.
Yeah. No, I hear you. What's next for Mam Lilian Dube? What else do you still want to achieve?
Next is go to my grave, finish and flower. I've done it all, man.
We still want you. We still want to spend and watch you and spend more time with you.
I've got more friends in heaven than on earth.
Yeah.
All the people I used to know are gone. You remember Joe Mapela?
Yeah.
He was one of my besties too. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Right now, my darling, I have prayed to God to spare me, but whenever he wants me, I will just go. But I really, 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 really want to keep on creating awareness about not only cancer, corruption, being decent human beings, just being caring and empathetic and loving, and stop all this nonsense, because all this riches, Corona has shown us, they are not worth it, really. All we need is love. True. God is love. And we must love one another. Finish and flower.
Mam Lilian, thank you so much for making time to chat to me. This was fun. I will make time, the 3 hours, to come and see you. Thank you for agreeing to come to the show.
And I love you. You know that, I'm sure.
I love you too, Mam Lilian. Have a beautiful...
That's why I know all about you. Can I ask you, are you going to get married?
When do I get what married?
I want to know if... you are going to get married or you are going to be so busy?
Nah. Well, get that decide, Mam Lilian. I want to get married to you. Yeah, no. I want kids, I want family, but it will come at the right time. Right now, kisa enjoy life. Kisa lungwana. I'm 30.
I pray for you for God to give you, you what you wish for.
Sir. Thank you, Mam Lilian. Have
you
a
are a loving human being.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Cheers. It's a
minute. You too, my baby. God bless you.
Lovely. It's a minute before 11 o'clock.